Connor, and you said that he thinks that at the point of the season you've been the MVP for this team. For you describe, especially when you look at from November on, where your game's been.
You know, I really like where my game is, but I don't think you can point at one guy in this locker room. I think as a group, we've come together very well, and our chemistry's flowing, and we're all playing hard, and we're all battling every single night, and no one guy sticks out. I mean, there'll be guys that have really good games, but to this point, I think everyone in this locker room has made a big impact.
When you look at your game, though, how would you describe it right now? I mean, the numbers that you're putting up certainly have people talking about, you know, early season Vezina consideration.
Yeah, no, I feel good. My game is built right, and we're maintaining it right, and we're working hard. So I like where it's at, and I like where it's headed. That being said, it makes it a lot easier when the guys are playing as well as they are in front of me.
Things that the players speak about, you know, just the growing confidence in the group as well, and look like they're getting into a little bit of a groove, some momentum going. Do you feel as if that's where you're at with your game as well? Just in that group and momentum?
Oh, absolutely. This time of year, it is a grind, and that's what you have to rely on. You have to get that momentum going and kind of rely on it to carry you through. We should have some breaks coming up, so that'll be nice, but I think we have to continue working hard, and no night comes easy to us.
If it was already discussed, Connor, I apologize, but the night you had last night against Dallas, I mean, I'm not sure how you viewed the kind of traffic they created, the kind of pressure they created. And from our view, it wasn't maybe their greatest effort, but you have to anticipate that whoever's in net tomorrow, whatever goaltender for the Jets in tomorrow, they're going to get a different Dallas team.
Yeah, you'd imagine at home, they're really good. They're going to be a little angry, and they're going to look to kind of even the odds here. So we got to be prepared that they're going to dig in. And like I said, no game's been easy to us. So it's not like we're going in with a different game plan. We're going to go in with the same battle mentality.
We talked to your coach after it. You know, we asked him, is he more pleased to see the five goals and some of the goal scorers producing or the shutdown? I mean, as a goaltender, you must have liked the effort that your forwards and your defense did to make things a little easier on you last night.
I don't think you got to like it all. Anytime you score five, it's fun, and anytime you give up less than two, it's fun for me. So it's a team effort right now. I mean, everyone's playing so fantastic, and we're battling so hard, and the work ethic is there every single night, so there's really not much to complain about right now.
Is there a statistic in particular that you look at that you value most?
Wins definitely is important, just playoff race and how the team's doing. But personally, I like to look at save percentage, but even that sometimes can get skewed a little bit just because the shots you're giving up and a bad goal here, a bad goal there kind of deflates it a bit. But I do like to watch it a little bit and, you know, kind of use it as motivation, set goals for myself.
What sort of goals do you set?
Roof. We're going to just continue to grind and continue to make it better.
When you look at the changes that happen on the blue line, and I mean, we've seen a number of injuries, everything. Do you put, as the team's trying to find its role, do you put even more on your shoulders, whether it be that steadying force or help lead the way?
I don't think anything that happened around me really changed my mindset. I told myself coming into the season that I was going to be the rock back that I know I can be. And so I'm going to work hard every single day and show everyone else that they can rely on me. And that's all I really care about, because then it makes their games a little easier and they can take the risk that they need to take to play at the top of their level. So it's a lot of give and take in this locker room.